Thank you for holding. Is this Yesenia?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi. Good morning, Yesenia. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Well is better than not well.
Well, I'm better than well. I'm great.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. Good stuff. My name's John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you. Did you have any questions, though, like about the listing or how it works?
No, I think she pretty much explained it to me.
Okay. Let me see what I could do for you. So there's a new in business credit she requested. So the company just started last year. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What have you guys been doing to get the business name out there so far?
I do Angie's List leads.
Mm. Okay. I know those guys.
That's what I've been using, and then I get word of mouth. I get recommended from one neighbor to the next.
Nice.
And it's kind of been working out.
Yeah, that says a lot, you know. I mean, obviously before, a lot of things were already shifted to online marketing, but once the pandemic hit, you know, that kind of really caused the shift.
Right.
People weren't communicating word of mouth so much anymore. It's like 6 feet. I'm really familiar with HomeAdvisor, though. They use Google advertising to get the leads that they actually sell to you on that platform. Yeah, they'll sell the lead to like three or four people, though. It doesn't just go to you. I've worked with some people who use that, and they tell me that they like being on Google a lot better because they don't have to worry about what their bill's going to be each month or, you know, paying for leads that didn't actually turn into jobs and things like that, because they charge you anyway,
right.
Even if you don't get it, you know.
Thankfully, my leads have been good. So.
Nice. No, that's
but
good.
I control it anyways because then the charges will add up fairly quickly.
Right. Well, with this, we're basically cutting out your middleman and then setting it at a flat rate. And we just put you up there, and we let the customers just call you all day long. So, not literally, but...
Did you email it to me?
Could I email it to you?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I got it here.
Oh, you're talking to somebody else. I was like, huh?
Okay, I'm going to send it to him.
I thought you were talking to me for a second. I was like, huh?
Yeah, it's me. No, I'm not sick. Oh, I'm sorry, because I still have a full-time job as well, so trying to multitasking.
Gotcha. No problem. Yeah. I thought you were talking to me at first. I was like, no, I haven't sent an email yet. You want one? Oh, here it comes. That's funny. No, I was just saying that, you know, obviously you could see, like, the difference if we list you independently on Google. You don't have, like, the middleman. So we just put you up there, list you independently. We let the customers call you directly for a flat monthly rate. And so you're not limited on the amount of leads that you can get. And then usually the calls are a lot higher quality because you're catching them at the moment that they're looking for your service, and then they already contacted you, you know, so they're calling you. You got a live person there instead of like a number you got to dial back. Yeah. So you'll see some major differences between the two if you do decide to move forward. I think you'll like the first page placement on Google a lot better. I think everybody would. Honestly, it's just the availability that's the problem with these placements. There's only three guys that show for about a 40-mile radius around you in your industry. So, you know, once we fill that spot, we usually close it out, and then they got to wait for, like, the next opening before they can even have a conversation about putting their business up there. Okay, so it looks to me like I could enroll you in the Platinum. Like, that would be the best fit for you. Just because I don't see a website at all for the business?
Yeah, I don't have a website.
Okay. And then, are you doing anything else other than HomeAdvisor? Like, do you have Facebook? Are you running Facebook ads?
I was going to do that this weekend.
okay? I can include Facebook ads. You know, we have a Meta certified technician in house that would be able to host it for you. If you're still working that full-time job, you know, you can host it, and then we could just build up a pipeline of leads or as much jobs as we can each month until I don't know if you plan on leaving that, but the Platinum package is advertised at $499 with the Facebook ads included. However, if you're willing to come on board with me today, Yesenia, I can apply that new in business credit. I'll get it down to I can reduce the pricing down to just $249 month to month. So it'd be a 50% price reduction.
Okay, well, all the good you guys do for me besides push my business. So you, so they will create a Facebook for me, or I create it and then they just manage it for the time being?
No, we'd create it, but we give you full access to it. So you'll still be able to get into it, do anything you want, but we'll create
and
it
then,
and we'll run the ads for you.
And then how does the Google work again? I know you, if they look me up, I'm the first to come up, right?
Yeah, so we list you on the first page for up to 15 keywords and for up to a 40-mile radius. So you can select each service you're found for as long as it falls within your business category. And we give you 15 of them. And then they're also interchangeable. So if you guys ever want to change your keywords, you could do that too. And they usually set that up during the client interview, like which keywords.
Okay, now when that happens, what comes up? It'll just be like my business name and my telephone number?
Yeah, it's a condensed form of a Google business profile. Every business should have a Google business profile. That's so people can even just look your company up online. And so what's on the Google business profile is like your business name, address, phone number, a link to the website, your reviews are up there, you know, and then they have a call button. If they're on a mobile device, they can just click on it and it'll call you directly. So we actually build that Google business profile, we Google verify it, and then we go into the back of it and do the optimization that moves you up to the first page. So the customers are seeing that on the first page.
And how much you said it was? 200 and what?
It's $249 with the discounts.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. I like that price.
Okay. Yeah, I figured this would be a good fit to set us up like long term too, you know? I know it's a month-to-month service. You could cancel at any time, but I just feel like at $249, I'll be able to show you guys good enough return on investment to where you'll be comfortable using it each month.
Right.
All right, so I'll create your business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, this is fine.
Okay, so 813-758-4547?
Correct.
Okay, and what's the business street address where I can send you an outline of the PIN verification letter?
You need the address?
Yeah, sorry, I was confusing the business address and the email address. Yeah, I was just mixing them up in my head here. So I will need the email address too.
Hold on, because I moved, so I'm not too...
Okay. They have one on file for you, so I'm actually just trying to confirm
like
that
5351 Palmer Boulevard.
Yep, that's what we have in Sarasota, 34232.
Correct.
Okay, we have it here. I'm just looking to like confirm the stuff with you more. So, do you want me to hide the address? Like people don't come to you ever.
Where I live. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll hide it. It'll still say city, state, and zip on your Google business profile. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then what's your last name, Yesenia?
Avalos, A-V-S and Victor, A-L-O-S.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send you an outline of the agreement in writing and your invoice receipt?
Okay. I still have to make a business email address. I haven't done that. You can
Okay.
send it to my personal, Y-E. S-S-I, Avalos, A, B as in Victor, A, L-O-S.
Okay.
10 at Yahoo. Yessi, Avalos, 10 at Yahoo.
Got it. Do people call you Yessi usually?
No, they call me Yesenia.
Oh, okay.
When I created that email, I just cut my name in half.
I'm very familiar with that name. It takes me back to a very interesting time. My first girlfriend ever in like middle school was Yesenia.
Oh, actually Hispanic.
Yeah. She's Mexican. She's Latina. That's what I like. Yeah, my wife is Latina. So, yeah, she left a good impression.
Okay.
I never left.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's where it's at. It'll kill you, though.
You can't live with them. You can't live without them.
Exactly, yeah. That's funny. Oh, man. All right. Okay, so on your Google Business profile, you can only have, like, I see some hours here. They usually, well, I guess I could do this. You still want to keep the same hours? You want to go, like, 11 to 8 Monday, 11 to 8, or 11 to 6 on Thursday, and then it's, like, 8 to 6 every other day?
Oh, is that following me when I posted on Angie? Oh, my goodness.
That's what's coming up from the profile that Google sent over. So I don't know where they pulled this from, to be honest.
Angie's list, because I literally just, I was trying to manage my leads the time they come in. Uh-huh. Let's do 9 to 8.
9 to 8, okay. And is that Monday?
Yeah.
I like Monday, 9 to 8.
They can call me Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Yeah, I like 9 to 8 because then it just leaves more opportunity. There is like a little open to closed icon on there. And then you want me to go Sunday closed?
Yes.
Okay.
I will not be working Sunday.
Yeah, you shouldn't. My wife's always trying to drag me to church. I'm like, nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Latino mindset. Sundays are for church, but Sundays are for relaxing.
Yeah. My wife actually originally came from Mexico, so I had, like, she moved.
Oh, you got okay.
Yeah, yeah. She originally moved here when she was 19, and she, like, came the wrong way, like, with the coyotes.
Okay.
Yeah, and so.
Yeah, okay, so you got a true Mexican. I knew.
Yeah. Yeah, and I had a lot of paperwork, a lot of lawyer fees that I had to go through, but she's good now. It was a lot of work.
That's good.
Yeah, my son's bilingual. I don't understand half the stuff he says sometimes. He doesn't understand that I'm not fluent in Spanish. Yeah, so he just starts talking to me in Spanish sometimes, and I'm like, hey, buddy.
You still haven't got on for all these years.
Yeah, I know a lot of it. Like, I understand a lot of it. I'm just not fluent, you know? Like, I'm able to understand a lot. It's just, yeah, I wish I was fluent. I know all the foods. I know all the bad words. I know how to communicate with my wife.
The bad words first.
Yeah, I always learn the bad words first. I grew up in a place where there's a lot of Latinos. It's mostly Latino. I'm mixed.
Oh, okay.
So everybody always thought I was like Puerto Rican or Dominican growing up. They used to get asked that like on a daily basis. And I was, no, my dad's
black. Yeah, I paid it.
Sorry, so off topic.
Let me finish taking this call. Give me 5 minutes. I'll be right back.
Okay, I'll go quick. So I already have your business profile created, Yesenia. I want to set up a time where we could do your client interview. The client interview usually only takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window. I know you're working now, but we do have some like times like 5 to 6 and 6 to 7 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I was going
to
say 5. I get off at 5, so like 5:10, be good
5:10.
To go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation for 5 to 6, but I'll make sure they call you, like, at least 10 minutes after 5.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll text you 1 hour before just as a heads up in case you forget about it throughout the day.
Hey, and on that Google, does it say what I do?
Yeah.
So honestly, what I really want, because where the money is really good is in, like, commercial cleaning, like, post-construction, all that. Like, I don't mind residential. But my main focus is more so post-construction, commercial cleaning, like office space, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, but okay. I'll take whatever I could get.
I gotcha. So we'll target both commercial and residential, but I'm putting in notes here, like post-construction cleanup, commercial cleaning would be like your primary keywords or services that you
right.
want to drive traffic for. And then obviously you want to cover.
Landscaping.
Yeah, they already had you down. Let me see. Yeah, it's they had residential and commercial cleaning services were your primary category. Okay, so.
Okay.
Janitorial. What they're going to do is, I'm going to put notes in here, but during the client interview is really where they'll lock that in. So they'll go over like a full 15, okay. And we'll have some recommendations ready for you too. So they'll be able to like rattle it off to you, like, good. Okay, do you do this or don't do that? Okay, we save. All right, so I got your business profile set up, and I got the client interview scheduled. Last thing we got to do is just secure that first month payment, and I'll let you get back to work. How did you want to do that?
Card. Hold on. I have my card on here. One second.
And then for this website that we're building, do you guys have, like, pictures yet of work that you've done in the past?
Let me get my card.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, sorry, let me get my card really quick.
Take your time. It's okay.
Okay, it's
4545 0700 8146 8146 3793 3793
Okay, and yes.
Okay. And 3-digit code.
876.
876. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification as quickly as I can. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, Yesenia. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
ANA Home Preservation.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Yesenia Avalos. I'm the owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that we've provided?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay, it says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time. It says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. I know what you currently have. The reason they put this in here is just like after today, if you're going to add anything, which you really shouldn't need.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're already taking care of like Google,
right.
Facebook.
No, I think yeah. I'm good with this. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to give you as many bells
and whistles
as I can. Building the website.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that's fine. Yeah. When I do my business email, do I let you guys know?
Yeah. When you update it, if you can, send it over. We're not going to have your personal email displayed anywhere. I was going to tell you that earlier. It's more so just for us to send you, like, your paperwork and communicate with you. But on the website,
okay.
If you want to have the Contact Us profile on the site where they could fill it out and email you, then we definitely need that business email.
Okay. I should be able to get it done today. Who do I contact when I update that, though?
Honestly, you can text it in or you can call me directly. Here, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Give me just a second.
Okay.
gonna make sure that they include the website for you at no extra charge on the package. They're trying to charge them more. Let me wave this, and then I'll go over to the texting field.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll give you my direct number and extension, and then it's also going to be attached to every text and email that you get from us moving forward. So actually, right after I process this, it's going to send you like 3 text messages. It's going to send you like your login credentials for your tracking system. It's going to send you outline of the agreement in writing, and then your Google verification form. You guys got to fill that out and send in your paperwork.
Okay.
Give me 1 second, though. I'll send you the direct one here. Because we have a lot of people that work here. We have about 400 people that work at this company. So if you call the regular company line, you might end up just getting a live operator. But if you dial my extension, it'll call me directly.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Boom. Sent that off. Okay. And then we're still on this voice verification. So basically on the voice verification, what it was saying, though, is like we know everything you currently have. After today, if you're going to add anything, double check with us that you're not paying for something we're already providing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. It's not that you can't do it. We just don't want any, like, duplicates floating around.
Right.
All right. And then it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of long-term contract. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be June 11th of 2024 in the discounted amount of $249 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've included the website at no additional charge. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 11th day, Yesenia, but it's going to remain in the discounted price of $249. So I've locked you in at that rate. It's not going to go back up later. Okay?
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry, what was that June date you gave me again?
June? What do you mean?
Yes. You said something about June. Yeah.
June. No. It's set up to process on the 11th day of each month.
Oh, okay. Got you. Okay. I have to go back to my office. Are we good?
Yeah, so I'm going to process the payment. I already sent you my direct number and extension. You're going to get those text messages that I mentioned. Obviously, try to fill out your Google verification form and sign the subscription terms, and then you're good to go until the client interview. We'll call you at 5 o'clock or 5:10.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Good. If you need anything, just call in, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.